Actually, the real success of human existence is not necessarily the accomplishments we make in this world, because those accomplishments will all be washed away by the waves of the ocean of time. Just as a child on the shore of the ocean builds a beautiful castle, sometimes even a civilization out of the sand, spends so much time, energy, becomes very much attached to what he or she has created. But as the day comes to an end, the tide rises little by little, and with it the waves come closer and closer to his castle in the sand. And when the child sees the waves coming right up, the child tries to do everything and anything to somehow or other protect his day's work, which to him is like his life's work. But ultimately, the inevitable takes place, where that wave of time washes all his creation back into the ocean. Then there is nothing left. And the child cries, and the parents, with sympathy in their hearts, they smile. It's not all that much of a loss. Similarly, we build so many castles within the sand, within our life, and we all know that that wave will come sooner or later to wash it all away. Is there something beyond these castles in the sand that we are striving, struggling, accepting so much suffering to somehow or other create and sustain? This is the most important question in life. And this is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita.